2 years ago when we had a lot of money coming in and kind of unexpectedly, Governor Noem and the legislators at that time were very wise to start setting that money aside. South Dakota's never been in the position before where we've had this kind of money that we can pay cash for something of this scale. We're very fortunate. You mentioned, yeah, a lot of different numbers. The plan in Lincoln County was going to be a total project cost of $825 million. One thing our task force did is we really challenged the engineers and the designers and contractors to try to squeeze that number and rethink some of that design. And we were able to get that number down to $650 million. Of course, that still sounds like a big number, and it is. But we were able to do that without reducing programming space, without reducing the quality of the construction, and without reducing the size of the facility, which was 1,500 beds and still will be. So that's the plan that we're coming in on now, is a $650 million total plan. The state will have the cash to pay for it. We're not going to borrow one dime. We're not going to raise any taxes. We're not going to cut spending elsewhere. We have the money. And this will be enough to replace the penitentiary here in Sioux Falls that needs to close, and to help with some of the overcrowding we have elsewhere in the system.